Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Listen. Melanie Cole's Health Radio is on now.
Well, you always hear me use the term sitting is the new smoking. Well, now it seems that the research is coming out that children who sit too much are facing adult-sized health consequences. We know this. And there was a new sobering study of healthy young girls, and they found that after a single session of prolonged inactivity, sitting down, playing video games, playing on their phone, watching TV, I don't even know they watch TV anymore. They sit and play on their phones. The children develop changes in their blood flow and arteries. Check it out. After one session of prolonged sitting, they develop changes in their blood flow and their arteries that in grown-up would signal the start of a serious cardiovascular issues. Now, we all know that there's evidence. We're seeing diabetes showing up in children as young as 8 and 9. We know that there's an obesity epidemic in this country with our children, and we know that this is contributing to heart disease, liver disease, metabolic syndrome, things we never saw in children. We never saw them to the point that Type 2 diabetes was once called adult onset, and it's not anymore because we're seeing it in these young children. So this new study, which was published this month in Experimental Physiology, they're saying now that children are sitting more. And we also know that, you know, I have a jive on for gym and recess and this Common Core being cut in favor of academics. And yes, we need to make sure that our children catch up with some of the other countries in education, but they cannot study, they cannot think if they can't get their beans out. So if you're cutting gym and you're cutting recess in favor of them sitting there and doing more mathematics and literature, they're not going to be able to think clearly. Well, now this new study, I'm hoping, will get into the school systems and they'll see it and they'll say, okay, so if these kids sit, now my daughter actually told me that her end of the day teacher, her eighth period teacher, said, if you guys are feeling really down and tired and you want to fall asleep, get up and take a walk. I don't mind if you get up, walk out of the class, take a walk around the halls and come back. That's a progressive teacher. That's a teacher that knows what's going on. These kids can't sit all day. And now we're learning that it's causing them some of the same health problems that we're seeing in adults and sedentary adults. So got to get our kids up and moving. You know, I'm always talking about that. So do it today and we'll all feel better. This is Melanie Cole. We got Mariana Turno coming up, so stay tuned.